So far, it's going reasonably well. We're really happy with the yield that we think we've got. We won't know the final yield until we get the our weights through the weighbridge. But at the moment, we've done some rough estimates, and somewhere between 7 and 8 tonnes per hectare, which for first-time growers, we're really happy with.
What were you hoping for 4 months ago when you planted?
Probably an unknown, but somewhere between 8 and 10 was the estimated value, but yields that we were hoping for. But again, first time growers, we had to learn the agronomy of growing rice, which is obviously completely different to growing sugarcane. So getting the agronomy right and learning as we went along was an important part.
Okay, so you'll do this today and tomorrow. You should be finished tomorrow. Then what happens? What happens with the rice that you bundle up?
Well, it's loaded into a truck, which is going to be transported to the processing plant in the Burdekin, the Sunrise processing plant in the Burdekin at Brandon. It's just relatively new. They'll go there, unload the rice. It gets processed in the Burdekin. The truck will come back and reload again.
So apart from this crop being designed as a trial, a commercial scale trial, this crop is also going to make money.
Yeah, we hope the net returns look like somewhere around about $800 per hectare, which is a reasonably good return considering first time. And it's growing over the summer. We were probably a little bit unlucky in the fact that we had to use water, more water than what we would have expected, mainly because of the abnormal dry that we've had during the last February-March period. Probably less than half the amount of rainfall that we would have expected. So we've had to use a little bit of water, somewhere around 3.25 megalitres. But that's not too bad, considering the dry summer season that we've had.
Are you guys eyeing off a bit of land for next season?
Yeah, we certainly are. We want to build on this because I think commercially it's a good fit for sugarcane growers and can supplement their income nicely.
Any clues on where the next crop's going to be?
Well, we're hoping to grow a winter crop, so we're hoping to plant it somewhere around in late July, early August.
Right.
So that's a wait and see. We're negotiating with some land for that to happen. So that's a winter crop, planted sort of August, harvest it November.
That will be another unknown. You've done this in summer, but you've never done it in winter.
Yeah, the winter is another unknown. Obviously a little bit different to growing cycle or growing season. And we'll use a lot more water because obviously we're not going to get the rainfall at all. But as I said, it's a learning experience for us. We've learnt a hell of a lot from this first crop cycle, and we'll continue to get better.